The Minister of State at the Presidency in charge of public sector development, Rashid Pelpo, says there is the need to create a platform where national issues can be debated. He cited the recent National Economic Forum held at Sinchi as one of the platforms to ensure that non-partisan policies are taken to fashion the country's development. Speaking on GTV and Unique FM current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the aftermath of the National Economic Forum, Mr. Pelpo said government wanted all on board to share ideas to move the country forward.
At this juncture of our political and economic social life, we need to have a consensus around the very many things that define us, the many things that are touching on the economy because of the influence and the exertion of private citizens as well as public citizens and leadership. And it is important that in discussing the economy, we need to ensure that we divorce it from political politics and be able to come together as Ghanaians, because we are in a world that is no longer the way we know it. We are confronted with many challenges. The economy is running into challenges, not because of anybody, not because of anything that we are doing wrong per se, but because of what the situation we find ourselves, the external influences and the challenges that we are meeting, maybe because of our new orientation in the budget presentation and etc., etc. So essentially, following the precedent of earlier governments who tried to bring together Ghanaians and to forge a way forward by looking at the economy dispassionately, His Excellency John Mahama thought that it was necessary for us to follow that lead, especially at this very moment in time, and have a consensus in the way forward in developing our country, in the way forward in defining the economy that is the vehicle through which we are using to reach our goal of making Ghana a better Ghana, and get everybody involved. The idea was to sell the plan to everybody. We all contribute to building it, and in the end, we will say this is ours. And no matter what government comes in, we see it to be our objective to reach a particular point in our economic development.
Is that in as much as trying to divorce this forum from politics, but we can't also run away from the fact that the NDC, before you came to power, presented a manifesto to the people of Ghana. Is this a subtle admission that that manifesto has failed, therefore you're looking for other options from various groups across the country?
No, if you recall, the first forum that ever was held in this country was in 1987 by General Rawlings, Excellency John Rawlings. The next one was by Excellency Kufuor, and this is about the third one in recent times. In all these things, the idea is not to raise your hands and say we are failing. The idea is to develop a framework within which smaller plans by political parties can fit in. Consensus around the very basic things that move an economy forward.
Minister of State at the Presidency in charge of public sector development, Rashid Pelpo, a senior lecturer at the School of Business, University of Cape Coast, John Gachi, said the country has faced serious economic challenges over the years, and solutions offered then by individuals and stakeholders have not yielded the desired results. He said this calls for all to come together to build a consensus as a direction of the country.
If you look at all the political parties that are very keen in the political space today, you will realize that the very problem that we are facing today have run through all of them. Since the NDC was in power from 1993 to 2000, we faced serious exchange rate volatility, high inflation, high cost of living. We faced a problem with power. When MPP came 2001, by the time they left office, we faced the same things. And we are facing similar challenges or difficulties today. And over the period, we have listened to a lot of experts, politicians, industry players, average Ghanaians, academics, talk about the solution to the problems of Ghana. And you will notice that all the solutions are not the same. So if you want to transform the country, you want to move forward very fast, that will inure to the social benefit and economic benefit for the country. There is a need to come together to build a consensus as to the direction of the economy.
John Gachi is a senior lecturer at the University of Cape Coast School of Business.